Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 203.
Hey, in this episode, we're talking about knowing the power of a love map. Let's go. What's up, T-Money? How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. I'm great. Just here in Paris, you
yeah,
know?
What's up, listeners? Yeah, let's go. Here in Paris. Yeah, we are cheering on the Paris Musketeers professional European football. Shout out to our boy Jason Johnson and the other, you know, owners, leaders establishing a football team in Paris, one and only, which is really exciting. And Paris has been known to be the most romantic city in the world, which is interesting. That just came to me while we're talking about this. So that's a great segue in. We want to teach you a powerful tool of leadership, of connection, and that's knowing someone's love map. And this was inspired, again, research from doctors John and Julia Gottman. They're, you know, some would say the authority in marriage, but I think this applies beyond just marriage. And in my opinion, T-Money, I think one of the number one ways you can serve and love them, think about this, is to know and anticipate their needs and deliver on those needs. This doesn't need to be romantic. This could be in a relationship, at work, when you're serving people, when you're a leader, when you have a partner, you have a teammate. How awesome would it be if you just did a little bit of homework, asked some questions, got to know what makes people happy, how they like their food, or when they're working out, or when they're doing projects, little quirks about them? Because we all have different unique needs. We're all raised differently. We all have different parts of ourselves that makes us different. So just going the extra mile and paying attention and noticing. And how much time do we spend on scouting the opponent or the competition? So a question I ask leaders all the time is, who's more important, the external customer or the internal customer? What do you think, T-Money?
The internal. You got to take care of yourself to.
Yeah, we got to take care of your people.
Exactly.
And this is a very interesting question. You know, me and my buddy Pinky, we're running a small group for men, teaching them, you know, this concept of boys to men, how to be a better, you know, male today. There's a lot of, you know, stuff about being a masculine male, it's toxic, all these things, which I just don't think is totally true. I also think we've really taught young men how to show up the right way. But one of these things is to be a servant leader and to not just guess, but ask the questions and understand what the needs, likes, joys, the people that you're serving, the people that you're with, and then anticipate those and deliver on them. You know how good it feels not have to ask for something, but someone shows up and they know you? How good does it feel when someone knows you well enough? They're proactively giving you, creating an environment or adding on to things that you do and making it easier, more effective, or more enjoyable because they know you.
Exactly.
That's one of the best ways we can serve people. And if we go back to, you know, Harvard study, the number one source of happiness is relationships. Why aren't we spending more time in this part of our life? Now, let's just transition from a work environment to a personal environment. Who, think about your siblings or your parents or your family or someone you're dating or married to. Think of the ratio of how much time you spend in at work, of like creating, you know, spreadsheets and PowerPoints and marketing or resources to you deliver for your job description. Are you spending any remotely amount of time at a similar time commitment to those that you love in terms of knowing their needs and serving them and being that type of person in their life? Probably not.
No.
So my invitation to you, T-Money, is think of someone that you care about deeply. And why would you not? You create spreadsheets for work. Create a spreadsheet or your notes app, people you love and care about. What
you
is
know,
their love map?
You know what the best? One of my favorite things that I've started doing is you go in their contact on your phone, and under the notes app, you can just write some of the favorite things in there. Then you got it. You got it there. Love map.
Yeah. And but part of this is paying attention. And listening and documenting things that they like and need. I mean, I don't know. I just want to think of like legacy and impact. What's your give to get ratio? How useful? A word I'm thinking about when I'm teaching these young men is, are you useful? How much value do you provide others? Are you taking or are you giving? Are you doing just that little extra work that's going to serve everybody around you? It's going to help you with your influence and your connection, and why people, you know, would want to collaborate, work with you is, man, you've done your due diligence and you care enough, you know, not to be self-serving, but to help create that environment where you're lifting others. A rising tide lifts all ships. So team, develop a love map for people that you work closely with, people that that you are, you know, you talk to frequently. Why would you not do this? And then that's going to really encourage them to do the same for you. Well, Team Money, care about you, buddy. Let's keep growing. Let's keep serving. I'm trying to figure out your love map. I know we don't work in proximity because you're in a different continent than me, and you live in California. I'm in Nashville, but you know what? I think we'll anybody can do this.
Yeah,
100%. Well, team, hopefully you're liking this series. We're giving you tools to really have better relationships in your life, and this was a third one. So let's get these love maps and watch your connections soar. Team Money, the body has limits,
but the mind is limitless.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. You know, man.